Welcome to the second episode of the new Customer Offer podcast. We're discussing the 2018 Masters and what extended each way place bookmaker promotions are available. This podcast is for listeners of 18 and above, and all promotions are correct at the time of podcast release. I'm Steve Bamford from New Customer Offer, and with me is our betting expert, Paul Williams. How are you, Paul?
I'm very well, Steve. How are you?
We're doing okay. Very excited about the Masters. It's
gonna be
absolutely
huge,
loaded, isn't it?
Oh, it's mad. Really looking forward to
it. I put the mortgage on Tiger. I don't know if that's a stupid thing, but what can you do?
He's got a chance. He's got a chance. And him and about two dozen others looking through the betting. But eagerly awaited, isn't it? It's massively competitive this year.
Some housekeeping before we move ahead. Newcustomeroffer.co.uk. We run through on their website all of the latest bookmaker offers and all of the fantastic promotions that bookmakers are offering across the biggest sporting events of the year. And you can follow us on Twitter at Customer Offers. All of the new customer promotions we discuss in this podcast are available in the podcast description box on Podbean. Key terms and conditions for all the promotions we mention in the podcast are also available in the podcast description box. Talk to me, Paul. Talk to me about the 2018 Masters and what we're seeing from a bookmaker perspective when it comes to each way places. Because what we know, of course, across the four major championships is, you know, year in, year out, where standard each way places tend to be five places and a quarter of the odds for the place, or some of the bookmakers now go six or seven places each way, a fifth the odds. I know for a fact that at the major championships, we see a lot of the bookmakers who are clearly in a space where they want to recruit new customers, offering some, you know, some extended each way opportunities for punters.
Yeah, definitely. It's interesting how the battlegrounds changed for the golf majors over the years, because you go back two or three, 4 years ago, and a lot of the deals that are out there to grab new punters for these bookmakers was all about, you know, getting 30-1 on Tiger, or, you know, 40-1 on Rory to win, or whatever the deal was. And this year at the Masters, it's completely flipped on its head. It's all about the each way places. So yeah, you'll find the odd enhanced price out there, but you know, you really have to search for them. Really, where the battleground is on these extended places. And as you say, typically, and again going back a few years, the standard option for the Masters was five places each way. It's a short field. It's less than 100 players each year, and this year actually it's particularly short. There's only 87 that are due to tee up on Thursday. So even if you've got a field of 87, then five places each way isn't a bad shout. We saw a few years ago that got extended to six, seven. This year, we've got Coral, who've gone a massive 10 places each way for pre-event bets, a fifth of the odds.
10 places?
given that there's 87 players in the field, and you know, if you break the field down, 87 players, eight of those are seniors. So these are the guys that are just coming back, previous champions. You know, they're not expected to win. They're not expected to make the cut generally. You've got six amateurs playing this week. Mm. So, you know, you look at that, you could potentially take 14 players out of the field before you start. So you're down to the low 70s.
Yeah.
10 places each way. I mean, you're getting an awful lot of the field covered if you're going for an each way bet with Coral. And I think to say with Coral was actually, this is not just a one-off. They are exceptionally strong with golf throughout the golf season. And regularly now, in fact, as a standard, they're offering seven places each way for 50 odds. You know, there's days gone by when seven places each way, even the Open Championship, was, you know, that was standout. Nowadays, Coral are going seven each way, you know, on the Farmers Insurance Open or the Dubai Desert Classic, or, you know, the standard events that are out there on the European and the PGA Tour. It's really good stuff.
I think it's critical to point out at this point as well that these extended each way places that we're mentioning in this podcast, they're not a new customer only deal, are they? They're for existing customers as well. So if you've got a Coral account, you're getting a default 10 places each way, 50 odds at the Masters.
Yep. And I guess if you do bet regularly on golf, then Coral is one of those must-have accounts. You won't be getting the best terms out there week in, week out, unless you're using your Coral account. Now, of course, some people will look at the odds and they'll say, okay, you know, 10 places each way, but the odds are slightly shorter. Depends how you play the markets. You know, if you're going for a top-end player, then you're probably going to go for a longer price, probably win only or potentially with fewer each way places. But if you're going for some of these mad long shots out there, then picking up 10 places each way with the chance then that they're going to be one of the players that gets into the mix and either sneaks into a top 10 position at the end of the week or contends all the way through and gets you a payback.
This is it. Would you rather have 125-1 10 place each way selection that actually pays out on places 9 and 10, or would you have a 200-1 5 places each way, a quarter of the odds selection who actually doesn't pay out on anything above that fifth place? You know, I think for recreational golf punters who don't regularly bet on the standard PGA Tour, European Tour events, something like this 10 place each way proposition is fantastic because, getting 125-1 place is a fantastic return, isn't it? About a sport you don't profess to be an expert on.
No, and golf's one of those sports where, a 100-1 winner is not a bolt out of the blue. It happens. It happens every second or third week. You'll get a three-figure winner on one of the two main tours. And if you can pluck these players out and back them each way potentially, even if they're not winning, you're getting yourself a fantastic each way return. It's a fascinating sport to bet on, definitely. And the terms this week are just they're so favourable that you've got to be looking along the line of these bookmakers to pick the best terms out.
So Coral are offering 10 place each way at the 2018 Masters. If you haven't got a Coral account, we offer via newcustomeroffer.co.uk a boosted bet 10, get £30 of free bet sportsbook account opening offer, which is available both in pounds sterling and also in euros. Of course, you have to be 18 or older than 18, and terms and conditions apply, which we've placed in the Podbean description box beneath when you're listening to the podcast. But you have to say that Coral are certainly probably the leading bookmaker when it comes to places, not only at the 2018 Masters, but also ongoing across PGA Tour, European Tour and WGC events throughout the season. Paul, that they're not the only bookmaker going 10 places each way at the Masters this year.
No. Betfred are offering a 10 place each way market. So their standard market is 6 each way with a fifth of the odds. But they have an alternative market out there that you can choose to play with instead. So, again, it's what you'll find is there's a trade-off there. So you'll get slightly lower odds for each of the players. But, again, you can pick the 10 places each way option for a fifth of the odds. So, you make your choice with these things. Do you want fewer places and better odds or more places and, a slight reduction? And, again, it's kind of it depends where you're... the kind of player that you're backing for this. Is it a short price player or is it a long shot who you're going to get a decent each way return from? But that's an interesting approach from Betfred, because at least then it gives punters the option either way. And as you said, this isn't just a new customer offer, this is actually an existing customer offer with those guys as well.
Absolutely. Now, if you haven't got a Betfred account and you're interested in opening one, again, newcustomeroffer.co.uk, new customers to Betfred Sportsbook receive a bet 10 and get £30 free bet plus an additional 30 free spins. You have to use promo code SPORT60 when you register for that, but effectively bet 10, get 30 plus 30 free spins available for new Betfred Sportsbook account customers that open up a new account via newcustomeroffer.co.uk. So we've got Coral and we've got Betfred who are in that 10 places each way area. In terms of a bookmaker pool that are offering extended places, so not the standard 5 or 6 places each way, but they're offering a balance of, a decent each way proposition in terms of extended places, but also offering very competitive odds. Who do you think customers should be looking at, or listeners should be looking at, for that kind of space? So that balance, I think, between places and odds.
There's the middle ground, and again, it's exceptionally strong middle ground, is from Paddy Power, where they're offering 8 places each way, a fifth of the odds. But they've got some market-leading odds to go with it as well. So you're not necessarily taking the same kind of hit on the price as you are with the likes of Coral and the likes of Betfred. I'll give you an example. Currently, Paddy Power, 8 places each way, 50 odds. They are market-leading, joint market-leading on the favourite Jordan Spieth. So they've not cut Spieth down to a ridiculously short level to squeeze the 8 places in. They are market leading. They're standout price on Dustin Johnson, the world number one right now. So you can choose to back with Paddy Power and get 8 places each way, 50 odds, and also get some very, very strong prices with it as well, which for me, that's potentially the angle to play some of these mid-price players if you're backing someone a little bit further down the line.
I think the other thing to point out with Paddy Power, they're similar to Coral, aren't they? That they traditionally give additional each-way place value across PGA Tour and European Tour events. I mean, bog standard, they tend to be 7 places each way, 50 odds on the PGA Tour events. And on the European Tour, they tend to offer 6 places of 50 odds.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. They're very strong. Clearly, golf's a target sport for Paddy Power, and they originally, if you go back to the early 2010s, they were the first bookie to go 7 places each way in the Open Championship, which at the time was breaking new ground. And whilst everyone's kind of followed suit since, at least what Paddy have done is they've moved the bar higher with regular events, as you say, of both the PGA and the European Tour.
They have that heritage with golf, don't they? Because I can remember going back 2010, 2011, that they were always breaking the mould, weren't they? 7-8 places at the Open Championship, and they accrued a lot of new customers that way. And if you look at their horse racing proposition, just generally across your Saturday ITV racing, but also the stuff like Cheltenham Festival, Grand National Festival, they're always one of those bookmakers that's offering additional each way places across the big races.
Yeah, for sure. As you say, when you combine that with some decent odds, you are getting a very good value proposition. And looking for a balance of the two, I wouldn't look past Paddy this week for the Masters. And again, it's these terms are for each way bets before the start of the event. It's also worth noting that Paddy Power, one of the bookies, that when the event starts, they don't necessarily cut the each way places down to the bone straight away. They'll drop down, absolutely. They won't stay at 8 places each way, but whereas you find some will go rigidly 5 or 4 places the second the event starts, Paddy will tend to have some in play extended prices as well, or extended odds, extended places rather, for a period of time, particularly through day one. So well worth keeping an eye on if you do have an in-play pump with the Masters this year.
So Paddy Power have gone 8 places each way at 50 odds on the 2018 Masters. Plus, if you haven't got a Paddy Power account and you're looking for one, via newcustomeroffer.co.uk, you can access their £20 or €20 risk-free bet for new accounts. You have to use promo code YSKA01 when you register. Effectively, that's a unique proposition in itself. £20 or €20 risk-free, where effectively place your first bet on any sportsbook market, and if that bet loses, Paddy Power will refund your stake in cash. Of course, max refund for that offer is £20 or €20. So we've got 3 bookmakers there, Paul, that if you want to have a bet at the 2018 Masters, Coral, Betfred and Paddy Power, who are clearly offering some exceptional terms for golf bettors this week. Who in your mind, not that we're tipsters of any volition at all, who in your mind's a good bet for the 2018 Masters?
Oh, if I was to pick one player out, I think it's Justin Rose. I think Rose is runner up last year, came really close to winning his first green jacket, and I think this year he could go one better. Who do you fancy?
Personally, I think I like the look of Jason Day, the Australian. I think he's playing some great golf. Just changed his clubs, hitting a lot of greens in practice, they say. And just one of those players that might come a little bit from the blind side. And you never know with Jason. He hits the ball a country mile, which is always useful at Augusta. And if he can hit some greens, we know he's an exceptional putter and scrambler. So Paul's going for Rose. I'm going for Jason Day. Avoid those tips. Avoid those players like the plague, listeners. Right, thank you for listening. Thank you for your time, Paul. Much appreciated. I think we're going to be back for the Grand National, pointing out all of the great value propositions and promotions that the bookmakers are bound to be offering for the biggest steeplechase in the world. Thanks for listening, and we will see you again very, very soon. Thank you.